Sometimes more, we're doing minor chord progressions now. Minor can sometimes have the same numbers, like 1-4-5 is universal. Let's do a 1-4-5 in a minor. I'll give you an easy one. Let's just do A minor. All right. So what would be the three chords?
A minor, D minor, E minor.
E minor, yeah. All right. And then let's just do, how about in Latin music, you find. Actually, let's hold off on that for the next one. Let's just do more of a Western. Fun, right? But frequently, this is one of the big things about minors, and this harmonized scale sheet doesn't explain this, so this is an important thing to learn. In the five category, in a minor, the five chord is often a seventh chord. As you probably know, very often when you're in A minor, you find an E7 or E, like an E major chord, bringing you back to A minor. Think about it, when you play A minor, let's say if it was the same chord, but you had D minor and E instead of E minor. 3-4, yeah, it kind of sounds more juicy than the old third. Yeah, just on the five chord. Very often is a seventh chord. So that's why I wanted to hold off on the Latin thing. Let's say we change the key to let's do D minor. The chords here would be D minor, G minor, and A7. So it might be like. And you've heard that 1,000 times. A was not a seventh chord, if it was a regular minor chord, it would fit the diatonic scale of D minor more accurately, but it won't sound as nice. Like, do it without the A7, just do a D minor, G minor, and A minor, 3-4. It's okay, it's just not as, can you hear that the other ones now put the seventh back in? It uplifts your spirits a little more. Creates more suspense to get back to the one chord, basically.
When you're using a minor.
When you're using a minor, yeah. And you find it all the time. I guarantee if you go back and listen to your songs, your favorite songs that are in a minor, a lot of times that happens. Not just like in Latin music.
Right.
But you could hear that. So that would be D minor and G. So we did a 1-4-5-2-3-5-5 with a 7. You could have, like we had above on in number 7 of the majors, you could have a 1-4, a 5-4. So that would be like Latin music. Let's take a different key. I'll have you do it this time. The key of G minor.
This is more of a Latin feel then?
No, I'm just saying it. I'm just using it in that context.
Oh,
but you can put these in any
context. You can put any feel on it.
In fact, we'll do, in this example, we'll do a different feel on it. The one chord is G minor, the four chord is C minor, and the five chord is D7. But then you're going to go back to C minor. I mean, I was originally thinking like. But let's put it in a rock context, like. So that would be C minor. So 3-4, so G minor. And C, D7.
Oh, and this says, we just do three
yeah.
chords.
No, I yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, 3-4. And then go back to C. So I should write it out. It'd be G minor, C minor, D7, and G minor. Good, here we go. 3-4. fits just fine. So all we did was make a 1-4-5, a 1-4-5-4.
Right.
Like we did on the majors. All right, good. Continuing right along. Continuing right along is 1-6-3-5. I'm going to call the key of E minor. All right. And the chords are E minor, C, G, and D. And we'll just give... Oh, I missed one. B. It would be B minor. But you could also do B7. Remember what I said about the fifth? But for now, let's see how it sounds with B minor. And we'll just do regular 4-4 as well. Maybe a little faster, like 2-3-4. Oh, I messed up. You can't have... Wait, somewhere I messed up. All right, so I corrected myself. We're doing a 1... In a minor, we're doing a 1-6-3-5, which is E minor, C, G, and B minor. All right, so let's hear that. A variation on that, very common. This is where I got confused. Instead of the five, oh wait, before we move on that one, let's make the five a dominant. So you play a B7 there. Well, I won't rewrite it there, but you could do it. I'll put it in parentheses that you could do a B7 here. Or B7. All right, here we go. Like same progression. That's the same one. This is number four. On the minor, but we're gonna play B7 instead of B minor. 2-3-4. Good, nice job. Now, a lot of times, instead of a 5 chord, it'll be a 7 chord. So, 1-6-3-7, right? I'll keep the same key just for comparison's sake. This would be E minor, C minor, G, and D. That's why I got confused before. Same thing, but now we're just substituting D at the end. 1, 2, 3.
It sounds to me better than B.
It's maybe that's something. Even more common than almost five chord. So cool. Going back to number 4-1-6-3-5. I have notes here that it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow, many Taylor Swift songs, and the Cranberries, Zombie.
That's
common examples. Another one is like the flamenco, common flamenco progression, like 1-7-6-5. Very common. Like if it was the key of, I'll challenge you a little bit, the key of C minor, right? 1-7-6-5.
1 is the C minor.
Then we got C minor.
7 is the B flat.
B flat.
And 6 is the A flat.
Correct.
So they're all open, so let's...
So it'll be C minor, B flat, A flat, and then either G minor or G7. For now, let's do G minor. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like C minor. Make sure it's C minor though. Like C minor. Yeah. 2, 3, 4. So C minor, B flat. A flat major and G minor. Good. good. Now let's substitute G7 instead of G. I guess I get copy got cut off. Let's say G7. Substitute G7 instead of G minor. You're right. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Take into different keys and explore different rhythms and that stuff. Very
well, it's interesting putting the seventh on the end, especially in a flamenco. It really gives it a way more of a that kind of feel.
Isn't that true? Yeah, very true. Next one is like the While My Guitar Gently Weeps type tune, but it's very common in other progressions, like as you know, probably like White Room and many other progressions fit this pattern. It goes. One that comes to my mind is the Chicago song, 25 or 64.
Oh, no kidding.
I think
that's a great song.
Yeah, there's a ton of them that go like this, especially in the late 60s. Like that was like one of the most common progressions. Mm-hmm. In the key of, let's just make it simple. I'll do A minor again because that's what it's commonly played in. Mm-hmm. It will be A minor is, so the progression is 1, 7, 4 major with an inversion, I'll show you, then 6 and 5. So in this case, the key of A minor, it'd be A minor, G, D over F sharp, and then F and E minor or E7. So this, don't worry so much about this notation where it says 4 major, 6, 5, but I want to point something out. We're in the key of A minor. If you go to the 4 chord, it's normally a D minor. But in our progression, it's a regular D chord, so you have to indicate that in the analysis. So you just put major.
Why is that again? Though?
So let me explain. The key of A minor, the 4 chord, is usually D minor.
Right.
But in our progression, look at you, see them right there. It's like a D major with F sharp in the bass. And so we have to address that in our harmonic analysis. You just have to call it a 4 major instead of a 4 minor. The little 6-5 after it is something that indicates that something else besides the root is in the base of the chord, so don't worry too much about that. And then we're back to regular 6, which is F, and regular 5, which is E minor. Let's play through it a little bit. Now, granted, I think While My Guitar Gently Weeps, it's A minor, and then A minor with G in the bass, but we're going to actually treat it like a regular G chord instead.
Yeah.
Like 3-4, like A minor, and then G. Do you ever put F sharp in the bass on that, like with your thumb or something? It's not necessary, but if you want to learn it, the fret numbers would be from bottom to top. It would be 2X0 2 3X, and it would sound like this. Yeah, you ever see that before? Very common kind of a inversion of a D chord.
When you're walking, it kind of
when
you're walking the bass.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like going from G to D to E minor. You'll put, because it sounds smoother.
Yeah.
That's cool that you know that. So just to repeat, the fret numbers from bottom to top would be 2X0 2 3X. Meaning I don't play the fifth string and I don't play the top string.
Right.
But that's very handy. So especially in this progression, like listen how it sounds. We'll go A minor. F sharp, and then F and E minor. It also, you know what it sounds like is Led Zeppelin, Babe, I'm Leaving.
Yeah.
Now from, I gotta say, on the last 5 chord, you could either do an E minor or an E7. Or you could substitute a 7, you could do G. So like if substituting G, it would be, and then it would be F and G. You know, some progressions do that. Everything's a little different, you know, but But that's pretty cool. Like let's play around with that a little bit. You noodle around. You do a solo, and I'll do the chords. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. Great, that's great. We're gonna move on a little bit. Next one is a 1-3-7-6.
So you're taking these and putting the chords to them.
Yeah.
Basically. Yep. Yeah.
So 1-3-7-6 in the key of. I didn't give you B minor yet. B minor. So 1-3-7-6. Would be B minor, D, and then A and G. All right, one bar each. So 2, 3, 4. You've heard that all day long. I don't know what songs it is, but you probably could think of them. All right, give me a little solo on B minor. I'm gonna stop there, except to say that there's a whole slew of other possibilities that we didn't talk about. I'm just gonna mention them briefly in case you want to look at them. But one of them would be just to, in while you're in a minor, it'd be like a 1 and 5, just, or even I just played 1 and 5, 5, 1, like. I've been getting into Latin music lately, so excuse me for that.
Oh, I love
that.
Yeah.
And another one is a 1 and a 4 major. This is like Oye Como Va. Or like a 4 dominant. So like that. By the way, that previous example was A minor and E7. And then E7 and A minor. You know, and it's very fun to play over. This one, the Oye Como Va, is A minor and D7. A minor. D7. Fun to play over. Alright, and we didn't get into this is for another day, but blues type progressions. You already know all about 12-bar blues.
Yeah,
you know,
but
and you know about 1-4-5s where all the chords are dominant.
Right.
You know. That was A7, D7, and E7.
Right.
Those are fairly easy. 12-bar blues is covered in my presentation, blues. I have a whole series on blues, blues volume 1, 2, and 3, about what the progression is and how to play it. So we're gonna skip that for now on this. But another one that would be more bluesy that's not on here because it's neither strictly major nor strictly minor would be like the Sweet Home Alabama progression, where it goes 1 flat 7 and 4. Right, so it'd be in this case D, C, and G, where D is the root.
Mm-hmm.
It fits in neither strictly with major nor minor, but play around with it a little bit. Like D major, C, which if you look at D major, the harmonized scale of D major, it would be a C sharp. At the 7th scale degree, but in this particular thing, it's like a flat 7 chord. So this would be a 1, a flat 7, and a 4. You know, the possibilities are endless, so I tried to restrict our little presentation to just strictly major and minor,
yeah.
But there's
yep.
many more. But analyze your favorite song and try to, you know, come up, get the chords for your favorite song, and then analyze in Roman numerals what it is, and if you really dig in, you can take it to other keys, you know. Right. It's a great practice.